You're listening to Off Topic with Big Woo and Friends. Streaming live on the Big Woo radio app. Here's your host, Big
Time. NBA, NFL, it's game time. March Madness, BCS. It's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. In fact, check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Big, Less, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three. Over and under with JT.
It's game time.
The topic is off, different than most. You can call in, listen, or drop a post. It's Big Woo, and here's your host.
It's game time.
On time, hitting with force. Without further ado, it's Woo and his crew as we welcome you to Off Topic Sports.
Sports. It's game time.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is game time here on Off Topic Sports. I'm your boy, Big Woo, in the building. We got sports on deck. I want to thank everybody listening live at BigWooRadio.com and everybody's downloaded the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store. And all of our folks that search us out in your podcast app on your iPhone, we appreciate that. We also love it when you follow us on all of our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. We've been on hiatus. We've been here sporadically, here and there, there and there, and here and there, and once upon a time, and everything was good. But, you know, we're here today, and possibly going forward after this week, because I'm going to be in Costa Rica for a week. So, leaving out on a Monday morning at 7 a.m., headed to Costa Rica, and I'll be back next Sunday night. So we won't be doing a show next week. Just going to give you a heads up on that. But we'll be back after that to do what we do with this sport, especially since the NFL is heating up. Got a couple things I want to talk about today as I bring in my man, Adonis Donnie Martin. What's going on, player?
Not a thing, family. As you said, it seems like it's been a long time since I've had the presence and grace of this show, but I'm glad to be back nonetheless.
Absolutely. Welcome back. It's just me and you right now. Maybe the fellas will chime in a little bit later on. Like I said, we haven't really been, you know, we haven't been consistent as we used to be back in the day, but we'll get back there. There's a lot of things going on. In case anybody didn't know, I bought a coffee shop, so I ain't really got time to do a lot of stuff. So I gotta do things when I can, you know what I'm saying? But it's getting back to normal, you know. Matter of fact, this segment of the show is brought to you by Water Bean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. Come through and let me buy you a cup of coffee. Just tell them Big Woo sent you, and you get that discount. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the way I like to do things. But Donnie, you might have called the wrong day. You might have got back on the show on the wrong day because it's all Dallas Cowboys today, baby.
Hey,
man, it's all right. I will inform you and fill you in on everything you need to know, Dallas Cowboys. But no, we get definitely talk about the Jets and what they got going on. But the Cowboys are, you know, they're on the Hard Knocks this year, so they kind of like the spotlight of the NFL. Not to mention that they are the most expensive team in the league, the most team with the most with equity. They are worth, you know, they got the highest price tag of any football team in the NFL again. I mean, I don't know if it's because people love to hate us or people love the Cowboys. It's just so many of us fans out there. We've been terrible for so long, but we still at the top of the food chain, you know, when it comes down to the worth of the NFL. But like I said, the Cowboys are on the Hard Knocks. And if anybody's been watching, they know that the first episode was all about Dak Prescott and him coming back from his injury and how he's been practicing and things of that nature. So he's been taking his time. He's been taking his time getting back, making sure he's ready and right. And, you know, he's been working on his footwork and the drills that he needed to do to stay sharp. You know, we just want to make sure he's healthy and stays healthy all year, because we see what happens when he is not healthy. And the backups that we have aren't worth diddly squat. I mean, you're talking about Garrett Gilbert or whoever he is the backup quarterback. And I think Cooper Rush or Rush to somebody is the third string. So we definitely need Dak to be at his best. And for that whole team, actually, especially the offensive line, talking about Leo Collins and Tyron Smith and those guys, we definitely need them to be at their best. Because I'll tell you this, and Donnie, you may not believe, you may not agree with me, but I think I think as long as Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, and Leo Collins all stay healthy on that offensive line, with the wide receiving core that we have and, of course, the running game that we have, we can be the number one offense in the league. We were good when Dak – we were the top offense in the league when Dak played, you know, in the first few games of the season, scoring, I think, an average of 30-some-odd points a game. But the problem was the defense gave up 40-some-odd points a game. So you can't really win with your defense. Now, and this season, going forward, I think our defense is going to be young. They're going to be young, and you know, I think we can't do any worse than we did last year, because the Cowboys in the draft went all defense pretty much. I mean, I think they picked up a wide receiver in the later rounds, but for the most part, they focused on that defense as they should have. And so I do look for them to be better. And if they can just hold teams to 20 some odd points a game, I think we'll win a lot more games than we did last year. And I, you know, I'm usually the one saying Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. We'll be there. But I really and truly believe that we need another year under our belt for that defense to really get right, because I think our offense is really going to be good for a while. As long as we have Dak Prescott, I think we are going to have a decent enough offense to take us through the playoffs to get to a Super Bowl. I think we do have that kind of talent on offense, including that offensive line. But the defense is definitely going to be a problem. Now, Donnie, I know that you ain't really all into the Cowboys, and you ain't really trying to talk about them, but whatever. But as a whole, as a football squad, not even just the Dallas Cowboys, but as a football squad in the NFL, it is really important for your defense to be able to stop someone. I mean, anybody will attest to that. But can a defense win a championship? Can an offense win a Super Bowl championship if you have a okay defense? Do you believe that?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's been proven. Heck, Kansas City a couple of years ago. I can't remember where Tampa Bay's defense has been ranked or where they were ranked last year. But long story short, the old adage used to be defense wins championships, but since the Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady era of pass has come about, then it's definitely become harder to stop offenses on a consistent basis. So, yeah, you can flat out outscore your way into the play into a Super Bowl win. Now, you definitely, as we all know, when playoff time comes, you know, you get more study and you isolate, you hyper-focus on that one opponent, watching every play they've ever run. So defenses do tighten up, and you definitely need a defense to help you keep you in the game when your offense folds. But no, all in all, these great defenses can't stop great offenses in today's climate. Mm-hmm. But you have to have a good offense.
Right. And I believe the Cowboys do have the potential of just going off for the small sample size that we got of Dak Prescott before he got hurt, that offense looked like it was just unstoppable. They were just putting up godly numbers. Dak was on a pace to break records last year before he got injured and went out, and then, you know, he showed, or he helped out our defense, because they had a terrible year last year, And Dak was the balance of that. And then once he went down, you saw how that, you know, once you couldn't put up those numbers and win those games, you know, by sheer, you know, just outscoring the other team. It was like a fast break on every play, you know, with both teams, with that Dallas Cowboy defense. But with young players in the fold this year, and some acquisitions to Dallas, especially that cornerback that we got to come over, I think we're going to be better and good enough to win the division. Now I know the Washington football team will have something to say about that because their defense is dominant, but I think they're going to have issues on that offense, and I think that's what's going to keep them from winning it all. The Giants, they appear to be getting better from what I hear on paper, at least, anyway. We'll see about them. And Philadelphia, I don't know. I think they're going to be at the bottom of the division this year. Who knows? But I really think it's the Cowboys' division to lose, barring that defense. What say you, Donnie?
I'm not so sure about that. And I'm quite the contrary. I actually look for a little something out of Philly this year. Mm. I think Philly may be the team to beat in y'all's division, but I expect the same thing that I got out of that division last year. Very competitive. Last year, y'all were all very competitive, below 500, so I don't expect that to repeat this year. Mm-hmm. I do expect y'all to be better overall as a conference because y'all do have talent in the NFC East. But I don't think it's going to be a pushover to win that conference. And I think, you know, we're playing 17 games this year. So I think it's going to take at least 11 wins to win that conference. And which one of y'all going to get to 11? Mm. So, I, you know, that's 11, maybe 12 wins to win that division this year, I should say. So I don't know. I don't see 11 wins in Dallas, but I also don't see that in Philly or Washington or New York, especially. New York is the only team that I don't think has a legit chance in the division, but that also depends on how healthy Saquon Barkley comes back. I mean, because he can be a threat, and as we all know, when, you know, those division games come down to running games. So I'm not necessarily, and it's not just that Dallas hater in me, it's just a realistic look at the overall division. I'm not expecting Dallas to run away with that division.
True that. I feel you. I feel you, dog. I know you hate the Cowboys, but you will give us a real analysis of you know.
If given the opportunity, but right now, just I don't know if y'all going to run away with that.
Right on. As I welcome in my fellow Cowboy fan, James J.T. Thompson. Come on in here, brother.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on, J.T.? How you doing?
Good, man. How y'all doing?
All right.
Doing good, man. Donnie and I was just going over the NFC East, and I was just giving kudos to the Dallas Cowboys offense. And, you know, not expecting much from our defense, but expecting more from our defense than last year because I really don't believe it can get any worse. JT, how are you feeling about the Cowboys going forward? I think there are two games into the preseason. I think we just played our second game. How are you feeling going forward? I know preseason games can't really give you, because it's an evaluation, you know, for coaches and things like that. But how are you feeling going forward with the Cowboys and with the acquisitions they made and the draft picks that they made on that defense? How are you feeling about the Cowboys' chances to win this division?
It's hard to tell, man, because we, you know, really won't see no starters until the last preseason game.
Yeah.
And thus far, man, we really ain't seen nothing. I mean, other than, man, it's shaky once you get the second and third string people. Like, you really, you know, you're really looking at it for what it really is. And for me, it just reminded me that you can't put nothing into the preseason whatsoever because you're not really seeing anything. So it's really going to be until we get to that last preseason game and that game against Tampa Bay, and really we end the season. So I can't say anything other than looking at the schedule and saying, just like every year, it's a strong schedule to look at, and And we got to be healthy. If we're not healthy, that's the only thing I'll say.
Yeah.
We can't be successful in the division if we're not healthy. And I do think the defense is going to be a lot better. But, you know, you have to be able to stop other offenses in order to get victories in the NFL. And if we fall short of that, then we will not be successful this year, because that is the key to being successful. And I also think this, the division overall, in my opinion, is going to come down between us and Philly. Washington, it all depends on can Fitzpatrick be successful in Washington. The Giants, what I've seen so far, and I know it's still preseason, but their roster doesn't really impress me. And without Saquon Barkley and a healthy defense, they can't get anything done. We can beat each other up in the division, but if we can't beat other people outside of the division, mm-hmm. then we can't, you know, you can't get the, you know, the division crown. And ultimately, I've seen it, you know, come down to that. And so without victories against, the Patriots, the Steelers, and teams like that, man, we can't claim glory in our NFC East. I think we'll be better overall as a division, but I think it'll come down between us and Philly and who got the better defense mm-hmm. and whose quarterback maintains and is healthy.
Well, do you agree with Donnie's assessment of 11 games we'll have to win that division? I personally don't think it's going to take that many to clinch the division. Yeah, Washington got it with 7-9. and we tied with the Giants at 6-10. So, I'm thinking 9 games might win this thing next year. What'd you say, JT?
Oh, go ahead.
I think 9-7. I don't see any team based on the schedules getting 11 victories in our conference on this. It's just something that, you know, they come out the gates and then they smoke you. I think 9-7 is going to win a division, and I think whoever the team that can get it done on the road in our division will be the team that's going to be successful and move on.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Donnie.
I was just going to say it made me go over and take a look at y'all's schedule, and y'all have no weeks off. I don't looking down this schedule, with the exception of maybe, just maybe, the Denver Broncos. I'm not looking at any game on here and it's like, oh, yeah, I think Dallas is going to win that one. I mean, outside of y'all's division, which we already know that's 6 games, y'all cross over with the AFC West, so you got to face Kansas City, the Raiders, the Broncos and them. Like that. Now y'all got some tough matchups all across the board, and not to mention y'all playing the Panthers and playing the Chargers and playing the Bucks. I don't know if y'all get to 7. Correct me if y'all think I'm wrong. Like I'm looking at this like y'all definitely would have to dominate y'all's division in order to because y'all's non-division schedule is pretty freaking tough.
Yeah, I'm looking at it with you, Donnie, and I've looked it over a couple times, and I've looked at a couple schedules from different teams as well, and there's. The NFL is no more. There's not really any more cupcakes. I dare you to find a cupcake in the NFL where you're just gonna run up on them and be like, "Yeah, we're gonna win that game." That ain't, you know what I mean? I can't think of like you said, other than Denver. I don't know very many teams that are just and every year is different. There's always one team that just can't seem to get a win, no matter what. I mean, I don't even know if you can really even look at the Jaguars anymore and just be like, yeah, they a pushover. The Panthers, you can't
expect my 2-14 Jets to be better. And even still, last year we weren't an easy out. We lost a lot of games, but we just didn't give them up.
Right.
It's going to be some tough W's that y'all pull out on this schedule to get to the division championship.
Yeah, I mean, not even the Browns. You can't even look at the Cleveland Browns no more as just a gimme game. You know, I mean, you can say, yeah, the Browns are going to be the Browns, and I tried to say that last year, and I mean, they proved me wrong right out the gate. So, it's going to be tough, but I think, the Cowboys also look at this schedule, and they go down this schedule, and they're like, look, we got to really bring our A game every game. We can't take no games off for no reason at all. So, yeah, it's a tough schedule, but I think we're going to get more than 7 wins this year, or more than 6, which we got last year, more than 6 wins. I think we're going to be a 9-win team this year and wrap up and get this division and maybe get a first round bye in the playoffs. I don't know. Hopefully that'll be ideal. But just getting to the playoffs, if we can just squeak into the playoffs and just, you know, and do like Washington did, just win this division by one game over the second place team, I'll be okay with that. I don't have no problem with that. But I believe 9. I'm with you, JT, with 9-7. I think 9 wins will get us there. Because we're not the only ones with a tough schedule. New York got a tough schedule. Philly got a tough schedule. Washington got a tough schedule. Everybody got a tough schedule. So I think we'll be in there. All right. So let's move divisions, Donnie, and let's go over to your Jets, and let's see how they will match up when it comes to the Patriots and the Dolphins and the Bills. I mean, you got Tom Brady's not in that division anymore, so it's kind of wide open. But the Buffalo Bills are probably going to be the team to beat in that division. What you think, Donnie?
That's what I say. I got the Jets. I got the Bills going into it as preseason favorites. I feel like a lot of New England rests on Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Because I definitely don't think that what's the young boy out of Alabama, he's not going to be ready to lead an organization. So they concern me if Cam Newton does come out hot. Patriots may be back is what I'm trying to get. Because Bill Belichick, as we all know, it wasn't just Tom Brady. He's a heck of a coach because they done it year in, year out with different types of talent. He's just his personnel. So New England, as long as they get some steady quarterback play, I don't expect them to go much of anywhere. Dolphins surprised me last year. They were much better than I expected them to be. May just be because I'm a Dolphin hater, but I don't even know what they're bringing back, but I know they surprised me last season, so I'm expecting them to be pretty decent. And last but not least, my Jets. It's going to be almost hard, mission impossible for us to do worse than we did last year, considering the fact that we were 2-14.
Yeah.
And I was one of the few people that actually believed that we should have kept the ball in Sam Darnold's hands. I think we should have built around him, got, you know, a little more protection and some more weapons for him and seeing what he was able to do. But it is what it is. We starting fresh with Zach Wilson. Saw him in the preseason game. Obviously, it was just one preseason game. He did look sharp. I've been hearing good things coming out about him during camp once he finally got there. But other than that, I definitely expect the Jets to be much improved. I was actually one of the few people who actually had the stomach to watch them last year, mostly by force. But we weren't as horrible as I said. You know, like Bill Parcells said, you are what your record says you are. But we had a lot of out of our 22 starters, we had 17 undrafted and or, six round picks or later and undrafted in our starting lineup.
Wow.
So that has changed this year. Yeah. So we weren't working with a lot of talent, but those guys played hard every single possession. So we getting guys like CJ Mosley back from last year. Pick up a wide receiver like Corey Davis from off of Tennessee. Pick up Elijah Moore in the draft. Shore up that left-hand side of the line by getting Elijah Vera Tucker in the draft. So and to pair up with Mekhi Becton from last year. So our offensive line is solidified. We do have a few weapons. And as long as Zach Wilson can come along, the Jets are going to be okay this year. Expectations aren't playoffs for us right now. But if we can get to the 5 or 6-game win, I actually feel pretty good about our season. And looking at our schedule, I definitely feel like – I think depends on how we get off to this start. We start off with the Panthers, the Jets, and the Broncos. If we somehow, some way come out of that 3-0, then I'm raising my expectations through the roof.
Absolutely.
I ain't going to get too excited because I know that's the part of the schedule that we can't win. But if we come out of that part of the schedule 0-3, then I have some concerns as to where we're going for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm,
but all in all, to answer your original question, much improved from the Jets. I feel like the fate of New England rides on Cam Newton, but I do have Buffalo probably running away with this division.
Well, JT, me and Donnie have the Buffalo Bills. Who you have in this division between the Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, and the New York Jets coming out of this division? Are you going to be make it a trifecta and say Buffalo will do work?
Yeah, I actually think Buffalo it should be the favorite. But I think it's going to be a competitive division. I think whoever, the key to winning this division is going to be who can get victories outside of the conference. Again, road team, great defense, playing road victories to me are the keys to being able to move on and go on to the postseason. Mm-hmm. And I think the team in this division is able to prove that on the road. So it's going to get it done. Buffalo right now, based off of what they did last year, I think should be the favorites, but I'm not ruling anybody out in this division, and I actually think that this division is going to come down to the last month of the season. And whoever has the most success on the road and does work in the conference is going to come out on top.
Buffalo Bills, 13 wins last season. Miami Dolphins, 10 wins. And that's just a shame to get 10 wins for Miami to finally get to that kind of season and not be able to do anything, because the Buffalo Bills season was just that much better. And looking at Buffalo's record, looking at Buffalo's schedule, they got the regular season. Their first game is a tough one against the Steelers, and then of course they got this rival with the Dolphins in game two. Then Washington and the Texans. Then they got another tough challenge with the Chiefs and the Titans. Then the Dolphins again. Then they got the Jaguars, the Jets, the Colts. It is favorable. More favorable, of course, than the Cowboys schedule. I mean, if you just look at you know, the Jaguars, the Jets, and the Colts. The Colts ain't gonna really be a pushover, but I mean, realistically, the Buffalo Bills should win that game. And then, you know, you got the Patriots twice, and the Jets again. I mean, it's better for Buffalo than I would say Miami. I mean, to look at Miami's schedule, it's a little tougher on that side. I mean, they got they do have the Raiders, but I think the Raiders are going to be a force this year. I think they're going to be something to deal with. The Raiders, the Buccaneers, then they got the Jaguars and the Texans, and you know, the Ravens, and it's tough too. I mean, like what I said, if you go to any football schedule, if you go to any NFL schedule, it's going to be a lot of tough games on there for teams to win, but I think it's a little bit more favorable for the Bills in that division and who they got to meet up with, opposed to, say, the Dolphins or the Jets. What do you think about your schedule? I mean, I don't think you really. I mean, the Jets. It's the Jets. I mean, it's going to be tough for everybody. Everybody's going to be tough. Everybody's going to be pretty tough, because I mean, you got the Titans. Like I said, you got the first three games. If you can get,
I definitely pulling out. I already got tickets to this game, this first game of the season in September in Jets Panthers. So I'm excited to see what both teams look like.
Yeah,
and considering the fact that both teams need to get off to a great start, and they're both my boys. Somebody, I'm walking away disappointed for one of them.
Yeah,
but, definitely feel like for the New York Jets, that is a winnable game. You need to catch the Panthers early in the season before they get a chance to get Sam Darnold acclimated. And I feel the same for the Panthers. Y'all better beat the Jets. You better get your season off to a nice start over a team you should beat, because following that up, it's a tough road for you. But with that being said, I definitely can see the Jets coming in beating the Panthers, following that up with a win over the Patriots, and then catch the Broncos. So you can walk into the Tennessee Titans game 3-0, Falcons are going to be good, but, you know, you lost Julio Jones, and who knows what that defense is going to look like. Follow that up with the Patriots again. Catch Cam Newton before he gets the stuff together. And then the Bengals. You should be able to beat them. And Joe, what's that quarterback's name? Joe coming back this year from LSU. Can't think of his name, but.
Oh, Joe.
Not even good, but the boy from LSU that's the Bengals quarterback. Y'all
right,
know who
I'm right. Dang, I can't think of his name.
So, I mean, I could see my Jets very, you know, looking at the schedule, everything is on paper. They could very easily start off 0-6. But I could see them pulling off a miraculous 4-2 to get the schedule off to a good start. So they just got to go out there and play.
Joe Burrow. I knew we'll start with a B.
There you go.
Joe Burrow. All right, so on the other side of the break, we're going to take a quick break, but on the other side of the break, I want to talk fantasy football and how interested are we in fantasy football this year. I'm not, I'm really not feeling it. I don't know if it's because I'm a little bit busier this year and don't really have the access to be able to do the things I want to do, but I'm not even there yet. Maybe later on. We'll be right back. Off Topic Sports. This is Dark Eye and Anitra. So amazing. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
About them good old days, hanging out on Stanley Stock Race, Ogden Road around the way. But I never knew you like I know now. Never knew that we would end up on this path that we on now. Yeah, it's about to go down. Can't believe we on now. They can hear our songs now, all across the world now. What a feeling that here we celebrate these moments. You know we be on it. Live it up tomorrow, not promise to none of us. These blessings. God just keep on lining up. Out of all of his creations, he keeps his focus on us. No rush, we just trust the process. This is how we got here, no dealing with no nonsense. Yeah, cause God's timing is everything. I've been waiting patiently all of my life for bigger things. Yeah, but I never seen this coming. Even when he's doing nothing, God is always up to something so amazing.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Has 2020 been a financial strain on you? Is there not enough time during the day to start a business, or you work tirelessly creating a residual income? Trade and Travel Academy can help. Our educational platform is designed for the everyday person to learn how to consistently trade cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, stocks, and index profitability. Take advantage of our courses from basic, advanced, fundamental, and price action. Are you afraid you'll miss a class? Not at our institution. All classes are recorded, and we offer live trading sessions for you to attend. We are dedicated to helping the average citizen with no knowledge of the market to become independently profitable. Do you feel you don't have time to learn a new skill? Our academy also offers trade ideas that will give you signals of the different markets and notify you when to buy or sell each week without having to attend a single class. Earn extra income while you learn or while you sleep for as little as $100 a month. We aim to assure that you'll receive your investment with our educational family back within the first month. You can find us on all platforms at Trade and Travel Academy or on our website, www.patreon.com/Trade and Travel Academy. That's Trade and Travel Academy, spelled T-R-A-D-E, the letter N, Travel Academy.
Hey, y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Listen to Big Woo Radio. Did y'all hear what I say?
I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. Please listen to.
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Tech Force of Lifecycle ENT, and you're tuned into Big Woo Radio. Let's go. Let's go.
This is Catherine Swain, and you're tuned in to Big Woo Radio. Radio.
Yo, it's your boy, yo, it's Snooze, your boy Daily. Snooze Daily, and you're tuned in to Big Woo Radio.
Welcome back to the program. 704-489-3316 is how you get in if you want to get in. Thanks everybody listening live at BigBullRadio.com. And everybody's download the Big Bull Radio app in your Google Play Store and all of our folks that search us out in the podcast app. We appreciate that as well. We also love it when you follow us on all of our social media at Big Bull Radio on everything. For those of you just joining us, we've been talking NFL. We've been talking Dallas Cowboys. We've been talking Jets. We've been talking the divisions. About to talk some fantasy football, but if you missed that first half, you can always go back and listen to it in its entirety at anywhere, wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's iHeart, TuneIn, Spotify, Alexa, Deezer, whatever app you use to listen to podcasts, you can find us right there. We thank you so much for doing that. So I wanted to talk to for a minute about some fantasy football, man. I mean, I know all the leagues are getting started and people are beginning to do their drafts or whatever. I've been getting text messages and emails from people, but I just haven't had the desire. I don't know. It's not like maybe because I hadn't really been winning recently. Maybe that's got something to do with it. So I'm going to check on the fellas and see, have they started any leagues or got into any leagues or started any drafts or anything. JT, let's start with you, man. Have you joined any fantasy football leagues yet?
Oh, man, I'm like you. I really haven't gotten the rhythm of it yet, I guess, because I guess for me, I've been more anticipating the actual games and watching the games that I haven't really got in the flow of the excitement of fantasy yet. Maybe it hit me last minute, or maybe I have some interest. But right now, man, I'm just itching for the season itself. That's kind of like on the outside looking in, the whole fantasy thing. But
yeah,
I was excited just to see them play on the field. But fantasy, it ain't even on the radar right now.
Yep, I'm just not. I don't have that itch like I normally do during COVID and the season that was, the COVID season where I lost interest doing that. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just don't have the desire. Donnie, what about you, man?
Nah, man, I'm gonna have to third that motion. be honest with you, I've probably been mentally out of it for the last two seasons, but maybe that's because, like you said, I ain't been winning. But I definitely know part of that reason is because I haven't been up on it. I've drafted horribly, if I must admit, and then relying on old guys that get hurt in week three, and then after that happens, I haven't put in the effort to follow up and stay warm with who's hot and whatnot. So in the last several years, I haven't been that into fantasy, and like you said, I have several inquiries this year. People ask me about it, and I tell them, hey, if you can't find nobody else, send me the invite. But if you get somebody else, you might want to.
Right.
I'm not sure my participation level in any league I'm going to be signed up in this year.
I mean, because it's work. It's actual work, especially you said, if you get somebody and they get hurt, and you got two, now you got one player hurt, you got two players hurt, now you got to go and try to research and find out who's going to be the next hot person, who's going to have a high. It's a lot of work. Now, when I was working at the bank, you know, and I have the computer there at my disposal. I'm just standing there anyway and waiting on people to come. I'm going through my fantasy stuff, and I'm researching. I'm looking. It was a little easier to deal with then, but now, you know, I'm in a whole nother career. And the only time I would really have an opportunity to do it, I guess I could do it on my phone, but I don't really like doing that stuff. I can't barely see nothing. I don't know where nothing is, and I like to be on the computer with the big screen where I can see good. You know, you get old, you can't really see. You can just magnify everything. But the desire to put in that work this year is just not there. I don't have it. It's not. I don't know if it's gonna come. It's gonna hit me or whatnot. I may hit up DraftKings or something like that. From now, you know, where we can just draft that one week and just be done. You know, I ain't got to worry about nobody getting hurt or whatever. Just, you know, you just got that one week that you do it. You know, week to week, but. But I don't have the desire to have a team, and especially to do, because in the past, I mean, the past years that I've done, it's usually four different teams I got. You know, it's like four different leagues I'm in, and I got to try to keep up with all that. It's just too much for me, man. I don't even know if I'll do it. I like I said, maybe some DraftKings or what is the other one? The other site. FanDuel, they got FanDuel and they got DraftKings, and I still got a couple dollars on them books right there, so I might just go on and do that, try to win me some money or something. But outside of that, I don't think I'm a fool with it, man. I don't have the desire, and it's okay. It's okay, fellas, if we miss a year or two, you know, until you know, we get that itch back to do it. But I'm like you, JT. I wanna watch the games. I wanna sit down and be able to watch the game and ain't gotta worry about what guy did good on this team and how many points I got with this dude. It used to be exciting. It's not that exciting no more. It's too much damn work. I got other things to worry about now that, you know, the coffee shop, which this segment is brought to you by Water Bean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. Come check us out. Tell them Big Wool sent you and get a discount. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. I ain't got no problem with that, as long as you come back. You know what I'm saying? You got to come back. Residual money we're talking about here. But also, JT is going to be in Water Bean Coffee in Huntersville September 4th, promoting and book signing for his new smash hit book, which is very, very great reading. If you didn't get that already, Eula's Grand May's Son. JT, tell them about that. Tell them about that book signing you're going to be doing.
Yeah, man, I'll be Huntersville location of Water Bean Coffee September the 4th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Promoting and signing my book, Eula's Grand May's Son, number one in the new releases on Amazon. Definitely was honored to get that tab in African-American poetry. So it's still going. I get hits every day of people saying they either ordered it or they've read it, and you know, great feedback. So I'm definitely honored, man, and looking forward to doing my first book event in Huntersville on September the 4th. Definitely will have books on hand and purchase, and looking forward to the appearance, man, and representing Big Woo Radio as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Appreciate that. And we got more things going on. Water Bean Coffee on Uptown, September 11th. We're starting the One Mic series. Information coming out about that very soon. Just got the flyer done today as well. So we'll have that out there. Information for everybody to check out. September 11th, we got my girl. She works for me, works for Water Bean Coffee at my girl Loren. She's a singer. She'll be doing some acoustic stuff, Water Bean, on September 11th. I think Kid Dip is coming through on September 18th, if I'm not mistaken, JT. And I do Reggie Rock will be Water Bean Coffee on September 25th. With his after his release of his last studio album, his final studio album called Black Famous, is coming out September 3rd. So pre-order your copies wherever you buy music. Is that right? September 18th, Kid Dip, right, JT?
sir.
Yeah. So what's going down? And also look forward to some live shows at Waterbean Coffee from the Florida Poetry Show. We might do that live. I'm trying to work out the details on how we're going to get that thing done. But we're going to work on that. But definitely kicking off the One Mic series September 11th. Mm-hmm. Waterbean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte. Where Donnie has yet to come and visit yet. I'm going to get you a cup of coffee, Donnie, or a sandwich or something, man. Come on through. Donnie, see, he ain't got quiet. I'm calling him out. He ain't got quiet on me. Or put his phone on mute or something.
Oh, snap. I was on mute. I was sitting talking to him. But I was like, yeah, I was sitting there listening to you. I'm definitely going to be up there. I was thinking about stopping by tomorrow, but I will definitely be there sometime this week.
Well, you go by there tomorrow. I'm going to be in Costa Rica tomorrow. So.
Oh, well, you call me when you get back. And I want you to be there. I need the homeboy hookup.
I will be there. I will be there next Monday from 1 to 6. I'm gonna close the shop up at 6. I'll be there till close on Monday. Just come through, man. Even if it's after 6, bro. I'll stay around and hang out with you and pick you something. You know, ain't nothing to it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it, brother. But yeah, man, that's all the time I got. That's all I wanted to talk about. JT, you got a over and under for us?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to get to JT's over and under, and we're going to get y'all out of here so I can go and start packing and getting my stuff in.
I got a top 10, too. I want to spit out before it's too late.
Oh, okay. Now they got a top
10. It already is too late, yeah, but I'll just put this one out because it's only going to get staler.
Okay. All right, let's do Donnie's top 10, then JT's over and under. Y'all ready for that? Let's do.
Let's see who made the list. It's time for Donnie's Top 10 on Big Woo Radio.
It's Donnie's Top 10. It's Donnie's Top 10. It's Donnie's Top 10. It's Donnie's Top 10 on Big Woo Radio.
Ah, that was the thing. We haven't heard that in a minute right here.
I was extremely surprised you still had the audio. I was not going to be shocked if my audio is gone at this point.
Oh, no, it's there.
Yeah,
it's there.
I'm thinking I need to get this one out before it gets stale, because if not, it'll be another 4 years before I can use it. But this is going to be the top 10 names that I think of when I hear the word Olympics. So number one will be the first name that I think of when I hear the word Olympics. But obviously, we're going to start you off with number 10. Number 10, and this is a list personal to me. I would love to hear who you guys have that I don't have, and because some of these names may not mean anything to you, they just may be important to me. But number 10, Dominique Dawe. I don't know why, but that young black gymnast who, I guess she was in the 88 and probably 92 Olympics, but maybe that was just because the young guy in me will forever remember her because I thought she was cute. But Dominique Dawe is number 10. Number 9 would be Greg Louganis. I think I more so remember him for hitting his head on the diving platform, but forever, when I think of the Olympics, I'm going to think of the name Greg Louganis. Number 8 is Mr. Gold Shoes himself, Michael Johnson. You know, hard to miss that straight up brother, that straight up running style, running it looking like he should be somebody's NFL linebacker, but he out here with world class speed. So Mr. Michael Johnson is going to be number 8 for me. Number 7, I think it may be a West Virginia thing, but most certainly Mary Lou Retton is definitely going to a name that comes to my mind when I think the Olympics. You know, I think she was in the 80, 84, and 88. May not have been the 80, but definitely 84 and 88. So I was a young child, and as a West Virginian, she definitely made an impression on me. Number 6, another gymnast, Simone Biles. That lady, a young lady, set some Olympic records and made accomplishments that I am not going to no time in the near future forget. So she's going to be a name that's going to be synonymous with the Olympics for me. Number 5, Mr. Doping Accusations himself, Ben Johnson. I'll never forget him smoking Carl Lewis in that Olympics, and Carl didn't even know what to say at that speech because he was just so stunned he got rocked. But less than 24 hours later, he had his gold medal. Because Mr. Ben Johnson doped himself out of the Olympics. Number 5,
the swimmer himself, Michael Phelps, probably the only swimmer that I, Olympic swimmer that I can think of off the top of my head is Michael Phelps. And obviously because he has 20 gold medals and been shoved down our throats for the last three Olympics prior to this one, I don't think it's a name that I'm going to forget anytime soon.
I think it's number that was number, that was, yeah, I was going to say that was number four. You said number five, but that's
yeah, that was right, number four. Oh, my bad. Did I say five? Okay, yeah, Ben Johnson was five, Michael Phelps four. And number three, I can see her hair blowing in the wind right now with that top speed from Mrs. Flojo. You talking about sexy boy. That 84, 88 Olympics, that lady done something to me as a young child. Not only did you have world-class speed, but I thought she was absolutely gorgeous and with a nice body. So she's the name that instantly pops into my head when I think Olympics. Number two, Carl Lewis. He was Mr. Olympics when I was a child. Long jumping, world-class track speed, and I think he went in the Olympics for four medals in one different event. So I don't know what the heck that man did, but long story short, Carl Lewis is used to be for the long time the first name that I thought of when it came to the hearing Olympic Games. And now that name has been replaced by number one. I hate that it's not American, but it is what it is. Mr. Usain Bolt holds the number one spot on my board. As soon as I hear the word Olympics, the first person that flashes in my mind is that tall, skinny brother with that bright yellow shirt on and them orange them orange shorts hauling tail down the track. So Mr. Usain Bolt has now been my number one name that I think of when I hear the word Olympics.
That's a good list. I appreciate that. That's a good list. I would probably add Bimbo Coles, another West Virginia guy, went to the Olympics playing basketball, Bimbo Coles. And and maybe too long ago, Jesse Owens.
Before you go further, let me tell you my right just outside. I got Jesse Owens. I got the Dream Team.
Mm-hmm.
I got Dale Devers. I got Shakari Richardson. And where's the other name at? Okay, the other one was the Dream Team. Yeah, so it was the Dream Team. It was Jesse Owens. And Jesse Owens is synonymous to me with the Olympics. But he's just, like you said, just because maybe it was so. Oh, and that's the other name, Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner. Who doesn't exist anymore? But yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So yeah, those were the other ones that did not make my list: Dream Team, Jesse Owens, Bruce Jenner, Gail Devers, and now Shakari Richardson.
Yeah,
she's even though she hasn't been in the Olympics, I'm not going to forget her name anytime soon.
Absolutely, and I would add one more. But you know, it's a top 10 list, somebody got to get left off, you know,
and that's why I said it's personal to me. Cause a lot of guys ain't going to have Dominique Dawes on their list. So, Mary Lou Retton.
Yep. And one really important one, I think that a lot of people forget about is Wilma Rudolph, because she came from not being able to walk, you know, to being one of the fastest women ever. But. Wilma Rudolph. Yep. JT, what do you think?
Remember Dave and Dan?
Yeah.
I just remember them from the commercials. And
the commercials, exactly.
The Olympics.
Exactly. They had this big old thing about them, you know, this big.
Trial.
Yeah, exactly. Got all that commercial money, you know, and didn't even get to the Olympics. I think it was just because they were red bone. They were light skinned, and they was in at the time.
Yep,
light skinned brothers was in. JT, what are your thoughts? Anybody you would add to the list?
That's solid list, man. A lot of great ones on there. I don't have any to add. I think you hit it on the nail, Donnie. Great job on that top 10 list.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
I think
most of these people would like would come to, but when you mentioned Dominique Dawes, I was like, oh yeah, because I didn't think about that. And Greg Louganis was another one that slipped my mind, but you bringing them back to the light. But of course, Mary Lou Retton, being a West Virginia girl, you got, yeah, Absolutely, absolutely. All right, JT, let's get this over and under. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is it over? Is it under? It's time for JT's Over Under. Over Under. Over Under. Over Under. Over Under.
All right, brother JT, what you got for us?
All right, we're going to go to the NBA on this one. What is your opinion? Who has the best brother tandem in the NBA? And I'm going to throw a couple out there. Would it be Giannis and his brothers? Would it be the Ball brothers? Take your pick. Who has the best brothers combination in the NBA? And I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to go out on the limb and say it's Lonzo and company that has the best brother combination in the NBA, including the brother that's trying to make the Charlotte Hornets and play with Melo. So I'm going to roll with the Ball brother on the over under. Do you agree?
Donnie?
I'm going to go under. Because on the Ball brothers right now, they're both solid. Neither one of them is a superstar yet, and therefore I feel like some of the other guys have one brother that's a superstar, and in the other case, one brother that just might not, like the Giannis brothers aren't even getting off the bench right now. Mm. And for example, Jrue Holiday, he's a great player, but his two brothers aren't carrying enough weight. He got two brothers in the league, so that's thoroughly impressive. You know, the Morris twins come to mind. But right now, I'm going to go with Chef Curry and his brother, Steph. Because not only is Steph a certified superstar, Steph is going to give you 12 to 15 points a game. And depending on the right team, he's a 20-point-a-game guy. He comes to Charlotte and gets a wide-open shot. Or I don't know too many teams that he can't get his shot off on right now. And being as though he's in a firm rotation in Philly, and that's a team that desperately needs a shooter, I think he's going to stick on there for quite some time. So long story short, I'm going to go with the Curry brothers as my top of the list on that. But the Ball brothers could come on strong. Mm. And if both of them turn into, you know, Melo is definitely on his way to becoming a star. Yeah. It's a matter of Lonzo can do so, and more importantly, Jello as well.
Yeah. You stole my thunder, Donnie, because I was definitely going to go with them Curry boys for all of those reasons. Because, you know, Steph Curry is already, you know, a mega superstar in the league, and his brother is definitely holding his own. So he may not be a superstar, but he may well be. I mean, if he keeps it up, if he can stay consistent, and that's what's important to teams, being consistent. If you can consistently give me 15, 20 points a game, a couple steals and a couple assists, you can be a star in the league. But yeah, I was definitely gonna go with the Curry boys. The Ball boys are definitely because of their light when they came into the, you know, their dad being all this mouthy and all this, and just bringing their, you know, them to the spotlight and making them their names known, and so I think that gives them a little bit of that starlight. But now you got to talk about what they're doing on the court. So when it comes to what the performance of the brothers and all, I think you'd have to go with the Curry boys. Yep. All right, so, man, that's what we got. That's what it is. That's what we doing. We had a great time. Thanks, fellas, for hanging out with me on this Sunday evening. We'll be back on next week. We got not this. Not next Sunday, but the following Sunday, we'll be back doing what we do out here in these streets. And no Brutally Honest Show Tuesday, no Floetic Poetry Show Friday. We'll be back again next week, the week after, rather, and give you all the stuff that you like to hear about, especially on that Brutally Honest Show. Everything is going to be revamped on the Brutally Honest Show. It's going to be something different. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to get back. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it. fellas, on behalf of my man James JT Thompson, Adonis Donnie Martin, and all of the Big Woo Radio family, I'm Big Woo. It's Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. We out.
It's game time.
NBA, NFL.
It's game time.
March Madness, BCS. It's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. We fact check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Bick, Less, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three. Free. Over and free. Under free. With JT.
It's game time.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
You can call in, listen, or drop a phone.